with it, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome as God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God will see you through, He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you hurt.
God.
God will
heal
you.
Yes, He will.
He'll take the pain.
Listen. God wants to heal. Away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you hurt.
God
will heal you.
Yes, He will.
He'll take the pain.
Listen.
Hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Whether it's a physical hurt, an emotional hurt, a mental hurt, God wants to heal each and every one of us everywhere we hurt. Praise God. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio's Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. Amen. And who's the healing community? You and me. Hallelujah. As well as our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We praise you. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are God of everything. You know all. You see all. You're in all. Hallelujah. You are the God of perfect timing. Glory to God. Everything you do, the timing is absolutely perfect. Amen. And then what you do, you get the maximum glory out of it in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your timing tonight. Thank you for getting the maximum glory tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you touch each and every person everywhere we hurt, body, in the mind, and even in the emotions. Thank you for healing tonight, Lord God, the Lord healer. We give you praise and we give you glory even now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you here tonight. Amen. Elder Philip Harkey is here with us. We're looking for Minister Linda to come on any time now. So welcome, Elder Philip.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here. That's an understatement. Praise the Lord. Wow.
Glad to be here for the last 6 years, right?
Hallelujah. That's right. Oh, wow. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen.
I'm just extra excited about them.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're expecting God to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And we've been thinking and
Amen.
We've been imagining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Those of you who are on tonight, if you've been with us before, and I think most of you have been, you know that prophetic healing, the Lord will say ailments that are going to be healed in advance, and people call in and are healed. Hallelujah. Now, not only does he heal those ailments that he tells us about in advance, if there's something going on with you and we don't call it out, you can still press the number one key and we can pray for you and heal. God will heal you as well. Amen. He doesn't make a list and check it twice. He can heal without the list. Amen.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. Well, the ailment so far that has been revealed is, what is it, chest pain or chest, chest problem and back of the neck. Go ahead.
Yes.
You can describe it more.
Some kind of chest problem. I don't know exactly. It might not be. It might be a pain, but it also could be there's just something wrong in the chest area. Okay, and then the back of the neck was like a stiffness and or a pain, but a stiffness in the back of the neck. And I'm sure. I'm not sure, but it could very well be the Lord will reveal more things as we even get going. A lot of times that happens too. Praise God.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay. So even now, you can press your number one key, and we will get to you. If you have any thing going on with your chest, any kind of chest problems at all, something going on in the back of the neck, right?
Right. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Okay. All right. I don't see anyone with their number one key pressed, and I don't know. I think maybe Pastor Mom may still be up now. Pastor Catherine, if you guys are ready and you can say anything now, go ahead and press your number one key. Otherwise, okay, good. Thank you. We'll see you. Anyone else, if you would like prayer, we can pray for you. Press your number one key if you're going through anything in the chest area and the back of the neck. Press your number one key. We're going to open a line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. Mom is kind of resting here. But,
okay.
She did say her leg was hurting. Is your leg still hurting, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Is she hurting?
Mm-hmm.
She said her leg is hurting. She can use some prayer.
Is that near the side the fracture was?
Yes, the leg that was fractured.
Okay, right above the knee area.
Okay.
And and it's interesting, Elder Phillip, that when she first had the surgery, and it's been since January the 3rd that she's had the surgery, and she has not really complained about pain too much. But just recently, she has said something about pain in that area, talking the last couple of days or so.
Oh.
I don't know if that is healing or what. So... we can pray for her.
We're honored to get to pray with her and for her. So we will all just join in. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mom is she takes the cake as far as eager receivers. And willing receiver of the Holy Spirit. I can tell you that. All right, and this is over on the right knee, above the right knee?
No, it's the left knee.
The left one. Okay. I'm going to put, this time I just feel led to put my own hands on up here on my own left knee, okay, as a point of contact. Thank you, Mr. Holy Spirit, sir. Lord Jesus.
And it's above her
hip.
It's above the knee. The pain is above her knee. It's really on her hip.
Oh.
I'm sure that's all of it. I'm sure this is probably from the knee on up.
Okay. All right. From the knee on up, left side. Heavenly Father, all of us come to you in Jesus' name based on what he has done, not who we think we are or want to be. Holy Spirit, sir, I ask you to come upon all of us as we pray. And let there be a corporate anointing, and let there be an anointing flowing through Apostle Kizzy and myself, as well as the rest of the folks. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit now to come upon and come within and through Pastor Mom, especially from the knee on up to the hip. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit coming out of our hands. We order pain and whatever is causing it to be dismissed in Jesus' name. We dismiss you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not a part of this equation. You are not a part any longer of Pastor Mom's life. And whatever may be causing this, whether it's something out of place, whether it's an attack of the enemy, whatever, we take authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose the healing power of the Holy Ghost as he flows through our hands and into her body. And we speak to you, pain, and we command you to go in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are no longer a part of this conversation. In Jesus' name, we throw you out and we loose the healing power of God to come upon and within and through Pastor Mom, all the way from the knee all the way up to the hip. And Lord, we just thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for being so gracious. We thank you, Lord, for moving by your Spirit. And we give you praise. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We very much give you praise and honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Ask her what's happening, and if I really feel she got a connection, because she always does, and it's easy to minister to her. But if we need to pray more, we will. Praise God.
Mom, how does it feel now?
Well, it's not aching.
It's not aching.
Mm-hmm.
But does it still hurt at all?
Mm-hmm.
Does it still hurt at all?
Mm-hmm. It stopped hurting.
Did it stop?
Want to move your leg around a little bit?
Well, you know, she has these boots on now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Got you. Okay. Well, we will pay attention to it and see. Or you'll let us know if there's any pain tomorrow.
Okay. All righty. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Amen. I have a prayer request I just got here.
Okay.
It's not about, I guess it is healing in a way, but just pray for my daughter Pam.
Yes.
She has a hearing tomorrow about a student that she had she didn't have in her classroom, but the student that came in her room without permission. And
okay.
Just asking God to give her favor as she go to the hearing tomorrow.
Oh no, we'll do that right now. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Heavenly Father, it is our privilege to get to pray over Sister Pam. We together are asking you for divine favor and an outpouring of grace tomorrow at the hearing, that not only will this hearing be fair, but fair, not just fair for her, but that your grace and your mercy and your favor will be poured out in an obvious way. The word that comes to me, Lord, which is kind of weird, but I'm just going to use it. I'm asking for a landslide of favor in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for landslide of favor in that courtroom in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are thanking you for it. Did you not say, Lord, that if two or three of us gathered together in the name of Jesus, that you'd be there in the midst of us, and that you would grant, that our Heavenly Father would grant what we touch and agree on? Well, we've got more than three here, and we're touching and agreeing. So yes, Lord, I'm asking, and we're believing and trusting you tomorrow for a landslide of your favor in Jesus' name for Elder Pam. We give you praise. We're looking forward to hearing the good report. We thank you very, very much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much, Eve.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Check Pastor Mom one more
Hallelujah.
Time and see how he's doing. Pastor Catherine. I guess she walked out.
You can see her. She's in here trying to read a book.
Okay.
How your legs feel? Huh? It feels what?
Yeah. Nice.
This feels nice, she said.
Well, I love it. It feels nice. Praise God.
It feels
awesome.
Nice.
That, that's a winner. That's a winner. It feels nice. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I love it. That's
Amen.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
Hallelujah.
Praise
I think we
God.
Ought to play a song. Pastor
what
Mom.
About you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to be right back.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He saved
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Look what
wow.
the Lord has
Hallelujah.
Done. Now, Pastor Catherine, you're going to say something before I start the music?
Oh, I think I was talking to her.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Glad you're feeling
well,
nice.
Thank
Pastor
you for
Mom.
Calling in.
Okay, you all
Amen.
Are welcome.
Amen. Amen. It's nice to feel
thank
nice.
You. Bless you so much.
Well,
you're
thank
welcome.
You for calling in. Great job.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. So for those who just joined us, we have two ailments that have been identified as something that the Lord's going to heal tonight. And those two ailments are pain around the chest area
or any kind of chest problem in the chest area, I should say. Mm-hmm. And then the
yes.
back of the neck, something going on in the back of the neck. Pastor Mom has surgery a couple of months ago with a fractured femur, and she was today. We prayed for her, and she said all the pain went away and that she feels nice. Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
So it's good to go from feeling pain to feeling nice. Hallelujah. And as Elder Phillips says, she's a good receiver. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Catherine was just asking prayer for her daughter, and she goes I know it's human resources, but I want to say court, but I know it's not court. But as she goes in to speak tomorrow, that all will go well. Hallelujah. And so we're praying for that. Now, if you have any prayer requests, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be about healing. But if you have any prayer requests, you can press your number one key. We see you, Pastor Price. We're going to open your line in just a moment. Also anyone else. And, you know, right now we have an hour and a little over an hour and a half in the broadcast. We've been here before.
Yep.
Like, ooh, we got a lot of time. And then people really start warming up and pressing their number one key. And, you know, we have a bunch of people near the end of the broadcast. So I just want to encourage you to go ahead and press your number one key now if you would like prayer. You have any kind of prayer request, whether it's been mentioned or not. And also, if you know someone who's going through a problem in their chest or a problem with their neck, call them up and let them know and
yeah.
give them the phone number so that we can pray for them now. You know, if they're going through something, they need some prayer. If you don't really need prayer right now, somebody else may need prayer. Amen. So, call people, let them know, and let them call in and receive that healing. Amen. Okay, Pastor Price, we're opening up your line.
Glory to God.
Welcome, Pastor Price.
How you all doing? How you doing, Apostle and Elder? Glory to God. I just praise God for each one of you all today. I have about three requests. The first, I was called early this morning about one of my pastor friend in California. Her son was shot. He's had surgery, and they said he's doing pretty good. His name is Herschel. I want prayer for Herschel. The second one is about your what you saw. There's a young lady, I'm not able to, you know, have her on the line and so forth, but she's been going, this young lady had been going through on her, with her neck, the back of her neck, and with the discomfort upon her chest, back of her neck and the discomfort on her chest. And I just wanted prayer for that, for that young lady. Her name is Elizabeth. So I wanted prayer for her. Then for myself, this is the third thing, I want prayer. I rebuke it and been standing against the pain at the top of the head, you know, like over toward the left side at the top, and been coming against that and standing against all pain and discomfort. And tomorrow, Lord willing, I'm scheduled to go in to have, I've had two teeth pulled at the beginning of 2 weeks ago. Then they said that they have to take out the other two tomorrow. So I'm scheduled to go in and have, and they have been in, the two on that was on the left-hand side were like, if on a scale of 1 to 10, they were like 12. The pain was just horrendous. And I just thank God, you know, for those being gone and the gums are healing. God is healing them really nicely. The other two on the other side, on the right side, it's been the discomfort, not to the degree and the severity. He had saw the dentist had saw infection around them, so I've been taking antibiotics. Had a little rough time last night, but I'm just asking for prayers. I go in tomorrow. I'm believing God to direct the doctor and give grace that the healing part, when the teeth are out, that the healing will be all right on in every area. So that's what I'm asking for prayer for, that about the teeth tomorrow. So those are three things. It's Herschel, yeah. And then Elizabeth, and then the next one is for myself. Thank you. God bless you all.
No,
yes.
Herschel got
and
some.
Herschel.
Yes, they said that Herschel got shot. I don't know all the circumstances, but it's in California in the village where we used to live at. He don't live there no longer, but he's my good friend, Pastor Zola's son. They started calling me today to find out, did I know anything? And I didn't know nothing. And then I called my son and little Joe, and he told me that what had happened. It's been, you know, like news travels, you know. And
right.
So
mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful, Pastor Zola is a wonderful woman of God. And I just want to pray for her son, Herschel.
Okay. All right. All right. I took notes too, but I know Apostle Kizzy, your notes are almost better than everyone else's. So we can go with your notes. I guess we can start with Herschel and then Elizabeth, and then we'll get down to Pastor Price on the head and then in the side mm-hmm. of the teeth. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, it's our privilege to be able to pray over our brothers and sisters. And I thank you for all the people that have been there. Thank you that they are prayer warriors in their own right, so to speak. And I'm very glad that they are joining us on behalf of Herschel. Apparently he was shot recently and he's in the hospital. You know all about it. In the name of I'm getting a word of knowledge again to confirm Pastor Price, sorry. Wow. Okay. That's really discomfort. All right. I'm sorry. So we loose the power of God upon Herschel from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Wherever there has been damage from a gunshot wound, we ask for your supernatural healing power in Jesus' name. And I do ask that you would supernaturally lead and guide every single person who's on that medical team. I mean, even the people that sweep his floor, you know. I ask that you would lead them and guide them, that everything that needs to be done would be done, and that nothing would be done that shouldn't be done. I ask, Lord, that you lead them and guide them, and I'm asking that you help his body, no matter when they do the proper treatment, that you cause his body to react supernaturally well, supernaturally positively, supernaturally good, in favor, in Jesus' name. And so we're asking for a quick recovery, a speedy recovery in Jesus' name, and that there be no lasting problems because of this, no lasting repercussions in Jesus' name. Give him a clean bill of health soon and quickly in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. Number two, Lord, would be a young lady named Elizabeth. She has both things that were called out. I'm gonna lay my hands, one on my chest and one on the back of my neck as a point of contact. Lord, I ask you to touch Elizabeth in Jesus' name. I rebuke whatever's going on at the back of the neck. That stiffness, you cease in the name of Jesus. I don't know what causes you, but you've been exposed by the Holy Ghost. Now you're done. You are done in Jesus' name. Problems in the chest, you have been exposed by the Holy Ghost. You are done in Jesus' name. You're done. You're over. I command you both to get out. The Holy Spirit exposed you even before this broadcast began. Now you're finished. In Jesus' name, we loose the healing power of God to come upon Elizabeth.
Hallelujah.
Head to toe. And we thank you, Father, that a mighty release of your Spirit has been granted to her and that you were so gracious to reveal these things ahead of time. Thank you. You are wonderful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I come to you on behalf of Pastor Price. I know we said the pain in the head, but I got to pray over the teeth thing. Oh, man. Wow. You must have a lot higher pain tolerance than I do. That's all I can tell you. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, you have been, not only did our pastor confess these out that she wants healing, but you've also been exposed by the Holy Ghost. It's a double whammy. Now I rebuke you in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost has let me feel a little bit about what she's feeling. And I take authority over this in Jesus' name while she's getting ready to have teeth removed and processed through the dentist. But in the meantime, I rebuke this pain in Jesus' name, and I command you to cease. The Holy Spirit has also exposed you. Now knock it off in Jesus' name. You're done. I loose the power of God to go into Pastor Price's teeth. Now I feel it's done in Jesus' name. If you don't already feel it, you will soon on the teeth thing. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, I lay my hands. I feel anointing coming out of my hands. And I would assume that it's coming out of the rest of us too, in Jesus' name. The top of her head, in Jesus' name. There's pain on the top of her head on the side. I lay my hands in Jesus' name there, and I let this anointing flow in. She too is an eager receiver, a willing recipient. There it goes right there. Now it's going into you. Lord Jesus, you are amazing. You are amazing. We loose this. That's it right there. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit to go into the top of Pastor Price's head on the side. We command whatever is causing this, you are dismissed in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit is going into her, and it's driving this out, and it's healing it. The Bible says Jesus was, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing. So your anointing causes healing. And we loose this anointing into her head, causing healing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You're very wonderful. You're very wonderful. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay, let her tell us what's happening, and we'll minister according. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The pain on the head is gone. And the pain on the top of my head is gone.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me. Jordan is asking me a question. What you say, Jordan? Huh? What do you want prayer for, honey? I was asking. Don is asking that we would, my son Don texted and said, I think he's on the line tonight.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted prayer. Is he still on there, Apostle? Can you see Don's number?
I'm looking now.
He's at school, but he wanted, he's at college in school, and he said, would you please pray for him tonight, too?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my head is, I have, now on the left side where the pain was on my head, it's gone, but I feel a funny presence on the right side, just not a pain, but just like if somebody was laying their hand on the side of my head, just like
mm-hmm.
on the right side.
I'm not feeling any pain. I do feel a presence around the tooth. It's not hurting. Feel just like present. It's like if you put your teeth together and you can, you know that it's like you feel that tooth up underneath there, you know. But it's mm-hmm. it's a but otherwise than that, I'm you know feeling. And then I need to eat before. I haven't been able, because they've been taking teeth out, been able to eat too much of. I've been eating mostly like mashed potatoes and broccoli and stuff like that. And so I had a little something before service tonight, but I need to give me a little something to eat too.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm gonna. Does Don have a specific? Is it for his schoolwork, or is there something different that he wants prayer for?
What did he want prayer for, Joy? What did he write? What did he say he wants prayer for? What Don want prayer for? Is it in his body, or is it in? For schoolwork, or what is it that Don will pray for? Let me see if I got it, anything on mine. Oh. He said he wanted prayer over his marriage and over his finances, please. That's what I see it on my text. He wanted prayer over his marriage and over his finances.
Okay. We can do it. We will be honored
Amen.
To do that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, our theme song says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. And it's possible to hurt in a marriage, and it's possible to hurt in finances. So I'm going to go, Father, with the theme song that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. And I am just asking for your spirit in a special way to come upon Don. Even while he's in class, and when the class is over, and then tonight and tomorrow, etc. And I'm asking for a wave of your spirit, a download of your spirit to come upon him. Wisdom, and knowledge, and communication. Wisdom and knowledge, and flowing communication. For these two areas, for marriage and for finances. I ask that you give him wisdom. Lord, you told us specifically, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. All right? So we're asking on behalf of Don for wisdom and understanding and favor and a change and a new direction. And hope, I mean real hope, in his marriage and in his finances. And again, we're asking this. You want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. And yes, I do ask for a breakthrough in communication in Jesus' name. They didn't specifically say that, but I'm just going to throw that in there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And the backfire of the Bokuri. Lord, I just, one more time, I minister to Pastor Price just to make sure everything, that there's nothing wrong on either side of the head, and that the teeth are functioning, you know, the way that you want them to be. We lay our hands upon Pastor Price. She's definitely eagerly connected to the flow of your spirit. We loose your healing power upon her.
Yes, Lord.
Upon both sides of her head, and even both sides of her cheeks with the teeth. And in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are removing pain, that you're healing what's wrong, and we give you all praise and all the glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless.
Lord,
amen. And with Don, what I was hearing was don't hold back on giving. And that's with your marriage. Don't hold back on giving love and giving support as the Lord gives it, you know, puts it in your spirit. And don't hold back on giving. Continue to tithe and give offerings, and no matter what it looks like, you know, continue to give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what I'm also hearing, Pastor Don, is that the worst is over. The worst part.
Praise God.
The worst part is over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed. And thank you, Lord, for your peace beyond all understanding. And peace even with the children in the name of Jesus who have heard things and they saw things. And we pray peace over them as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Great are you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Apostle?
Yes.
Can you hear me? When I have to, I won't go into, Don and I had a very long conversation today. And that was a decision that he had made to be able to do something today. And I had to ask Joy to write him and let him know I did not talk to you about anything that we discussed. I haven't talked to you today earlier, did I? I talked to you yesterday, right?
Right. We have not talked today at all.
At all, because I know you went to, you know, had your appointment this morning. So I just wanted you, I wanted Don to know we have not, the word that you gave to him. As again, was so on point and right that, but I have not talked to you at all today. I would think that you were in our conversation today. So that's all. I just want to say that. And thank you all so much. My head is feeling better. That presence is gone. I'm thanking God for working with Herschel and Elizabeth, and thank God for the healing in my body. And also, Elder Hockey, I want to thank God because there were times in my life where something had happened with some of my children, and some people didn't believe that they were, when they were sick, that they were hurting. And God would show me exactly where they were hurting at and would show me what was going on. So God allowed you to know what was going on in my mouth and everything, you know, so that, you know, so you can so that you can know.
Yeah,
so I just
right.
want to say that. Hallelujah. I don't like nobody to feel what other people feel, but I was glad that he allowed you to know exactly what was going on. And I thank God for both of you.
It certainly was, too. Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, just,
thank you, Father God. Thank
that's
you, Father God.
Thank you.
God, give him glory. So I'm going to go back on mute so somebody else can have a chance tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Love those disclaimers. No, we did not talk. When God just shows up and says what he's going to say, amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Anyone else? Press your number one key. Those of you who just joined us, amen. Good to see you all here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So earlier, there were a couple of ailments that were called out, pain around the chest area, in the back of the neck. Pastor Price, we want to say, since Elizabeth is going through both of those things around the chest and the back of the neck, if you hear that, you know, healing has taken place because we believe it has. Amen. Let us know. You can text me or, you know, press the number one key again, and we'll be able to know that. Amen. Okay. Okay. I'm looking at. I got a couple of texts that just came in, so I'm looking at those.
Okay.
Mr. Rachel. Okay. I don't know if you want to press your number one key and say something, or you just want me to read your message here. You might be multitasking. But, okay, your brother, Rodney, I don't see him on the line yet. We'll look for him. Praise God. And, she said, he's in need of prayer. If you have anything specifically, you can let us know how to pray for him, or you just want us to pray for him. And let me see. And she was saying how her family has gotten healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Okay. Here you are. I'm going to open up your line. Minister Rachel. Hi, Minister Rachel. Your line is open. Okay, I'm not hearing you.
Oh, I had the mute on. Oh, God, forgive me. I was talking with the mute.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everyone. God bless you, Pastor Hawkins, Lady Linda, and Godmom, Apostle Jizzy, and everyone else on the line, and Pastor Helen, my God aunt. For my brother, he needs healing and a safer place to stay and some direction and guidance. I sent him your number and try to, you know, to contact him to try to call in. So I just put his number so this way you'll be able to see his number if he ever calls, when God leads him to. And I was so grateful to see that how God restored my Princess Gem and all the children, you know, they fell in a whole lot better. I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. And I just said, look what the Lord has done. Well, I didn't put look, but I would. You know, to God be all the glory.
Yes.
God Almighty be all the glory. Yeah, what he has done. I'm so grateful that they're all feeling better. And they're all holding down. They're all eating food. And I'm so grateful. I made spaghetti today and they ate it. And they didn't, no one vomited. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because I was reminded of a scripture where it says, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And so I'm so grateful for God's mercy, because it was such like a big wave of stuff just was going on us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's awesome. He's my strength and our healer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for strength to be, you know, back in. Because that was, oh, man. And the healing, you know, and, you know, the trauma of what everyone went through, that God would heal that, you know, in their minds and things like that.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we join our faith together with you and your family, Minister Rachel, and we just thank God right now for his Spirit. He is the healer, and that the Spirit of the healer, and actually the healer himself, is in your place in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Permeating the atmosphere, every every part of the atmosphere permeated with the healer, with his very presence in the name of Jesus, over you and over all of your children, over your household, and even that'll just flood out even into the neighborhood in the name of Jesus.
Yes, name
we thank
Jesus.
The Lord
to
for that right
that.
Now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because when the maintenance man came to fix my sink, he was coughing really bad. He didn't have a mask, so I wound up giving him a mask. He came without a mask, and he was just coughing really bad in my home when I had that emergency. And God, he just arrested every unclean spirit so that we won't have to suffer through that. Because I said the blood of Jesus against sore throats and all that other stuff, and he wasn't eating, and it was a lot on me. And I just said, God, I give you, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And his word
thank
just
you,
kept
Lord.
Rising up in me. I'm like, thank you, Lord, for being my healer. Your word, who you are, is my healer. And you have
Hallelujah.
Been healing us all the way through. And when you said healing the brokenhearted before, yes, I just thank him for healing us. He was able to laugh. He was able to play with Gabriel. He held down the food. And I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Can y'all
thank
please
you,
play
Lord.
The song?
Play the song. I'm going to play the song in just a moment. I'm going to play the song. I want to finish praying, and then I'll play the song. And
okay.
We continue to join our faith together. Also, coming against that spirit of trauma on the children and on you.
Yeah.
Going through all of the illnesses in the family, in the household. The blood of Jesus is over it. And I know it's hard to see a one-year-old go through, what he's gone through. So we come against that spirit of trauma, and we say, trauma, you get out now in the name of Jesus with every bit of fear, every bit of trepidation that this could come back again or anything like that, out now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your healing is sealed all around and about them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. What they saw before, they will see no more forever. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. The book that you're going to write, the books you're going to write, going to bless a lot of people, Minister Rachel.
To God be the glory.
Because the half is yet to be told of all that God has done in the atmosphere, in your home, in your children, in your grandchild. Hallelujah.
You, hallelujah.
Such a wonderful overcoming testimony. God bless you. God bless you and strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit, giving you his spirit of wisdom and hallelujah, wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. Wisdom and understanding and the knowledge of him in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Minister Rachel. Love you.
Yes, praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, I see you with your number one key pressed. I'm going to say that this is Sister Francis. We haven't seen you in a little while. Area code 540.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Is this you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
yes,
praise
ma'am.
The Lord. I just,
how are you?
We're doing fine. The Lord is with us, and we're just keeping our eyes focused on the Lord. But the Lord reminded me about your program on tonight, and so I'm thankful that he reminded me in time to get on. And
okay.
I do have a need of praying for my neck, like Brother Philip said, and I pray for that. And then my mom, she needs prayer with her hands and arms. She's got some inflammation pain going there. That's quite bad.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Francis?
Right.
Yes? What's going on with your voice? I don't recall your voice sounding like that.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. Is it better or worse?
It just sounds like you're having kind of a struggle speaking.
Oh, well, it might be my phone. I'm on a cell phone, too, so it might be that.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe it's that. Okay, so tell us, I know you said to pray for your mom, and that's Sister Bertha, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the first prayer request you had?
My neck. Sometimes it's been hurting. And I didn't realize Brother Philip was going to call out neck tonight, but must be God's timing.
Yeah.
God.
So, hallelujah. So what's going on with your neck?
I'm not sure. It's just sometimes I feel a pain in there, and I've been getting concerned about it, but it doesn't hurt all the time, just sometimes. And so I just want the Lord to heal it.
Amen.
Mostly on the right side, on the back right side.
Okay.
In the back. Okay. Lord, you're wonderful.
Okay. Are you feel you're not in any pain right now, huh?
No.
Okay. And let's go to your mom. You said, what's going on with her right now?
She has a lot of pain from inflammation in her hands and her arms. And it's just, she can't sleep at night sometimes because of it. Can't hardly hold a spoon to eat with either.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So she's in pain right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's excellent. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're about to do. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're about to do with these godly women. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're about to do with these godly women. Bless you and praise you. Praise you, Lord, for what you're about to do for these two, mother and daughter. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we lay hands on my own neck, but, you know, as a point of contact for Francis' neck. Now, you neck problem, you have been exposed by the Holy Ghost before the beginning of the broadcast. We rebuke you in the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have been exposed. You are no longer a part of Francis' life. I curse you and command the pain and whatever causes it, I command you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit, healing Holy Ghost to come upon her and replace whatever has been under attack with, as Pastor Mom says, feels nice. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And by the authority and the power of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit who revealed this ahead of time, I order whatever is causing these pains back there at the side back of the neck in the name of Jesus. I oust you and command you to loose your hold on Francis in Jesus'
name. You tell him Jesus.
You are prophetic in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We believe you for it. We trust in you and thank you for it, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we have another request for Bertha, and she's also a good receiver. She's been a real good receiver in the past, Lord, as you well know. And she's got inflammation in the hands and in the arms, and it causes pain so bad she can't even pick up hardly a spoon, and it causes pain so bad she can't sleep very well. We don't think it should be a part of her life. In fact, it's not part of her life. Doesn't need to be. Oh, here comes the Holy Ghost now. Okay. I lay my hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lay my hands, I'm making a motion as if I were in the room, and I'm laying hands on her arm, upper arms.
Yes.
I'm laying hands now on her lower arms. I am now laying hands on her hands in the name of Jesus, holding them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost out of our hands. There it goes, right there.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
As everybody joins in prayer, we thank you, Lord. As everybody joins in, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I loose this power and anointing coming out of our hands, my hands and our hands, into Bertha's hands, and then to go from the hands to the lower arms, to the upper arms.
Yes.
I take authority over, and I rebuke this inflammation and the pain that it causes, and I command the pain to go, and we loose the healing power to make whatever caused this inflammation to be reversed in Jesus' name, to be actually healed. I feel like, I don't know what she's experiencing, but in my lower arms, I'm feeling like electricity, Holy Ghost electricity stuff going on. And I also feel power coming out of my hands. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
Thank you, Lord.
I just loose this power out of our hands, into her hands, upper hands, up the lower arms, and into the upper arms, the whole way, Lord. We loose this anointing, and it's still flowing. Your power is still flowing, and I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. There is Holy Ghost electricity, Holy Ghost power flowing literally into her hands and her lower arms and her upper arms in Jesus' name. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you that the power is still flowing in. It's a good, strong amount of Holy Ghost anointing that is flowing into these hands and flowing into the lower arms.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, there's still power going in. She's a good receiver, Lord. She's a good receiver.
Hallelujah.
There's still power just flowing. It's still flowing in.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
You are holy. All inflammations of upper arm, lower arm, elbow, and hands in Jesus' name. You are being reversed. You're being reversed, and you're being healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well,
hallelujah.
We are definitely not opposed to praying more than one time, depending on what your mother's is experiencing, but if you just give her a moment and have her tell you what's going on, and we'll take it from there. Praise the Lord.
All right. Pain level, is it gone altogether?
No, not in my hands and joints.
She's still experiencing some pain in her hands and her joints, and she also wants prayer delivering her from anxiety and fear and loneliness and worrying.
Okay.
She was.
All right, we'll get that in just a minute. Anxiety.
Yeah.
Fear. Worry. Lonely. Okay.
Loneliness.
I wrote those. Well. Okay. The hands are the same? Are they a little bit better? Are they a lot better? Are they 50% better, no percent better? What?
Better are they?
Yeah, we're not looking for hype. We're just looking for truth.
Yeah. She says they're about the same. It's not much better.
Well, not much better yet. Okay, that's fine. We appreciate the honesty. Okay. How about anything changing in the arms yet?
Of the arms. It might be a little bit better.
Okay, well, no, that's fine. We appreciate it. Yeah. Truthfulness. Truthfulness is good, okay? Praise the Lord.
All right.
You know?
Yes.
Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, he laid hands on the guy that couldn't see, and he spit on his eyes and so forth, and he said, "Well, you see anything?" And that guy goes, "Well, yeah, everybody looks kind of like, you know, trees walking around, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I didn't see it, you know? He told it the way it was, and that's what we need. Praise God. And so Jesus ministered to him again. That's what we're going to do here. We're doing the Mark chapter 8 type. Praise God. All right, everybody, press in with me. If you're there, you know, you don't have to be live. You're just there listening in. Join me in prayer. This stubborn thing, this stubborn inflammation trying to hang on to Bertha, we don't want it to hang on to Bertha. You know? No way. No way. All right. In Jesus' name, again, I lay hands on Bertha's arms as a point of contact. I make an emotion like I'm laying hands on her arms. Here comes the anointing. There's a second wave of anointing.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I loose this anointing. I rebuke this inflammation. I rebuke the cause of this inflammation. And I command you to recede and go in Jesus' name. The power of the name of Jesus against you. The power of the Holy Ghost anointing coming out of our hands is against you. And there is she's definitely receiving. I can tell you that. Whether she has a physical change right during the broadcast or not, I don't know. I hope she does. Expect her to. But I can tell you that there is definitely, absolutely Holy Ghost power going into her. I mean, I can't lie about it. There is anointing going in there. I can feel it going in. Lord,
Jesus,
you just bear down. I loose this anointing to go into Bertha's arms and then flow all through her arms, all through her joints, and all through her hands in the name of Jesus. I ask you not only to remove all pain, but I ask you, Lord, by the power of this anointing that you've given, it's not our anointing, it's yours. It's your anointing. It's your Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
And now it's really flowing. I mean, like, it was flowing before, but now it's really flowing. Like, she's really getting it. She is really getting it. I mean, she's getting it some before, but now a lot. Lord, I loose this anointing. Cause it to be able to pick up a spoon, use a spoon, pick up her Bible, do everything that she needs to do, sleep without pain. We rebuke all pain, and we rebuke the cause and the source of nation, and we curse you by the power of the name of Jesus. And we know that the Holy Spirit anointing is going to her. We know that healing is beginning, and we thank you, Lord. I ask you to hasten it. Give her a quick deliverance in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that she received more, even stronger anointing this time than she did the first time. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, feel it out and see if there's anything changing.
Amen, Jesus. Any better?
Thank you.
He says she thinks it is better. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
So,
and he wants the prayer for the spiritual aspect of it too, you know, the loneliness and worrying and fear. He wants to be free from that.
We're going to do that right in just half a second. Can she tell us this when... if it's a little bit better? Can she tell us if it's,
yes,
you know, 2% better, 20% better?
I'd say 10% better. Yeah. Yeah. Close to 10% better.
All right. Well, we're going to thank God for the 10% and just expect that more keeps happening and keeps happening.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We will receive.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Apostle Kizzy? All right.
Yes.
Are you still there? All
yes,
right.
Yes, I am.
Do you want to take care of this anxiety and fear, loneliness,
absolutely,
and worry?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll pray.
Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
Let me
praise
say
Lord
this. As we go into the prayer, we're going to welcome Minister Linda. She's here with us. Welcome, Minister Linda.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Linda.
How you doing?
We're getting blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm very blessed. God is good. You can hear a little one beside me, so I kind of had my phone quiet. But I'm blessed.
Oh.
We're just praying away with you.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, we love you.
We love you.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
It's
so we're going
to
pray over. Say that again.
I said it's great to be a part of this.
Amen. You're multitasking. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Linda.
You're so welcome. Love you so much.
Love
you too.
Amen. So let's pray for Sister Bertha. And I know, you know, even at the beginning of before the program began today, the Lord was saying that, yes, he does heal, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional. He does heal all of that.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
So this anxiety, fear, loneliness, and worry, that's all the things that the enemy would try to put up on the people of God, you know, to stop
yes
us from being who we are to be in him. So
yes,
let's join our faith together right now. Father God,
okay,
in the name
yes
of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We lift up Sister Bertha to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord
thank you
God, for touching her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you,
yes
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm hearing
thank
this.
You.
I was going in a direction, and what I'm hearing is that some of what she's going through has to do with medication. So
no, no medication.
She doesn't take any medication?
No.
Mm. All right.
Vitamins.
Not even an apple. That's awesome.
Yeah, she believes in the vitamins and herbs and oils and things like that, you know.
Oh,
she's
so
quite
that's
healthy
what?
Otherwise.
You know, vitamins, oils, and herbs can do things too, you know.
Yeah.
They sometimes they have some kind of effect as well.
Mm.
Well, let's go with this. Even, you know, whether it's the holistic medication or holistic thing or whatever it is that's causing this, Lord, we lift it up to you right now in the mighty and matchless
yes
name of Jesus. Lord God, you know,
yes,
you know the seed of it. You know the source of it. You know the root of it. You know the alpha of it, where it began. You know the genesis of it, where it began. And thank you, Lord God, even if it began before she was born. We send your blood to it right now in the name of Jesus. Your healing, cleansing, purging blood of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Your blood is able to obliterate all worry, all fear, all anxiety, and all loneliness.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus. And we thank you
yes.
for just touching
yes,
right now in Jesus' name. Thank you,
yes.
Lord God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah. And any kind
Lord,
of like a dark kind of cloud that would try to hang over her with all of these different feelings must
yes.
go now in the name of
yes.
Jesus. All of these
yes,
old
Lord.
Feelings. You must leave now in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. And we thank
yes.
you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes,
name, thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Joy,
yes.
peace,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
Jesus.
Lord God.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
claim
you, Lord.
Claim peace of the Lord.
That she experiences the very kingdom of heaven here on
yeah.
earth. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Righteousness.
Bless the Lord.
Joy
and peace.
Peace in the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
Righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The very kingdom
thank
of
you,
God has come upon her right now. Hey, hey,
thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The
thank
very
you.
Kingdom of God. And thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you.
That right now your blood is purging her conscience from every dead work. Every dead
yes.
work that would try to build a nest in her head of anxiety, worry, fear,
yes.
and loneliness. That, hallelujah, it is obliterated right now by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord
wow.
God. Righteousness, knowing that she has right standing with God. Joy.
Yes.
Joy, hallelujah. Unspeakable
hallelujah.
Joy. And peace
thank you, Jesus.
Beyond all understanding. Hallelujah.
Yes,
permeates her heart and her mind right now. And we
thank
you for
Lord.
It, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I just see like a beautiful childlike spirit upon her. A beautiful childlike
yes.
spirit. You know how you see a child just sitting around with no worries, no
yes.
cares. Hallelujah. A
yes.
beautiful childlike spirit. And we give you
hallelujah.
Praise for now.
Thank you,
amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We claim it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We just claim
Lord.
The liberty of the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate y'all's prayers. I'm so glad you're there because it just really is a comfort to have somebody pray for you.
Praise
amen.
God. Well, it's an honor and a privilege
yes.
To
yes.
praise
yes.
the Lord. We're glad you called in.
Yes. And as you all go, she would like for you all to remember to keep praying about a big fatty tumor and cyst on her back, on the back of her neck.
The size of an orange.
The size of an orange, she says, and he would like to y'all continue praying for her in that regard too. That'd be gone. It disappeared.
Okay. Is that? You know what? I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you, Lord. Is the thing bigger, smaller, the same from a couple months ago, or what's the deal?
I think it's a little bit smaller.
We like smaller, right, God? But we really want it gone.
Yeah,
amen. And where is that thing?
Big one.
Back of the neck.
Big one. Yes, that is.
Well, the back of the net?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
That's true.
So what do you think, Apostle Kizzy? What do you think about that?
I think that might be a cool. Right.
I think we'd like to pray about that.
I think
we'd like to pray about it right now. You just hang on. Don't go anywhere. You stay right there. Praise God. That was one of the things that was called out tonight.
Yes,
all
right.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord Jesus, you're just amazing. You're amazing, Lord. All right. I lay hands on the back of my neck. Folks, I want you all, please, if you will, please join in just like you have been. Even if you're doing something else, just join in and, you know, you can pray while you're doing other things. Praise God. All right. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we lay hands on this tumor thing on the back of the neck.
Yeah. Yes.
Problems with the back of the neck were called out this evening before the broadcast even started, before anyone logged in. Holy Spirit, sir, you revealed it before any of us were logged in. In the name of Jesus Christ, and also by the power of the Holy Ghost who revealed this, I rebuke this tumor thing. And I curse you in Jesus' name. By the power of the Spirit, you were exposed before the broadcast even began. And what the Lord reveals, he heals.
Yes.
So by his authority and his power, I curse you. I command you to die, to shrink, to shrivel, and to become nothing in the name of Jesus. I break your power over Bertha in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I command you to start shrinking. Like we said, you die. You shrink in Jesus' name. Loose the power of the Lord Jesus out of our mouth against
us. Hallelujah.
You were exposed before the broadcast even began. Now in Jesus' name, we curse you.
Thank you.
We command you to shrink and be gone in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we praise you. We give you praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, you just, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, we're not going to stop. If there's no change on that tonight, we're not going to stop believing. We've ordered it in Jesus' name, and that's the way it is. But
that's right.
We are going to give you a chance to touch it or have her touch it or feel it and have her give us some feedback, you know, while we're all still here. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Tell us what's going on, if anything. Praise God.
You can't tell a difference yet.
Oh, well, it's been cursed in Jesus' name. Back of the neck was called out.
Yes.
In Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. You exposed it before the broadcast. We have cursed it in Jesus' name. We've ordered it to shrink and die and become nothing. That everything that's made of is to evaporate by the power of the Spirit. Evaporate slowly but surely. You don't have to be slowly, but it evaporate in Jesus' name. Whether it's quickly or slowly, you evaporate. You dematerialize. That's the word I'm looking for. I order you, tumor thing, to dematerialize. There you go, right there. I order you to dematerialize in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now you have been given the order from the Spirit of God by one of the children of God. That's the way it is. Now, glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we're going to praise God regardless. But have her touch back there and see if she can feel any difference yet. Because she will be, even if she's not yet. Have her touch back there.
Yeah. Well, touch. Is it still feeling as much?
Yeah. I think maybe a little bit softer.
He thinks it's softer. Than going
how
out.
Much soft?
How much softer? Quite a bit?
Oh, maybe 1-2%.
Maybe about 2% or so.
Yeah, okay, well, 2% is a nice start. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you. We minister to her. We thank you for Bertha. The power of your spirit has been ministered to her. We have cursed that thing, and the power of the Holy Ghost was on our voice. And Lord, I thank you that that thing is dematerializing in Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank you for it. It's going to be exciting to get that full to get the full testimony. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to thrill all of us on the broadcast
the name
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
One more time, we're going to let you go. I'm going to keep it. One more time, I want you to have her touch. Now, we're not looking for hype. Not looking for hype. Touch that thing and see what's going on.
Still there. It's a hard lump. It's still hard.
It's still fairly hard, but we're going to believe like Jesus. He cursed the fig tree.
That's right.
And it didn't wither up right away, but it's going, gone.
Oh, Jesus.
You got it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory.
We're just going to keep on claiming it. We'll be letting you all know the victory maybe next month when we call in.
Amen. Wonderful.
Well, you know,
praise God.
You know what?
It's because it's got to go.
We're going to believe it in advance, and we're going to play the song.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
As an act of faith, look what the Lord
Amen.
Has done.
Hallelujah. Glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
We won't wait till
Amen.
The battle is... Hallelujah. We shout now.
Yes.
Amen.
We rejoice. Hallelujah. We rejoice in what's going to happen. Glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
What is
Hallelujah.
Happening now?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you. Good to hear from
you.
Sister Frances and Sister Bertha. Amen. Have a blessed night.
It's so good
night.
Hearing from you all. Thank you, and God be with you and bless you all as well.
Okay, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for
calling. Good night. Thank you for coming.
Good night. Amen. We have a text that came in from our dear Reverend Treva in California. And so she was saying that she had been going through something, the medication she was taking and experiencing pain in the neck and shoulder. Then she said as she prayed along with us today, the pain in her body is gone. Hallelujah.
Ah!
Praise
the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
So we thank God for healing even when the person does not come on the line. I mean, we don't hear them, but God is doing what he's doing behind the scenes. And we know Reverend Treva as a prayer warrior, so we know that she's a part of this healing community. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to have to play the song again for Reverend Treva. Praise God.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He
Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Well, amen. I don't see any more number one keys pressed. We have about 29 more minutes in the broadcast here. We're doing very well. Amen. The Lord has touched tonight. Some have been touched and didn't even have a prayer request. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
He's touched on his. Amen. So Pastor Mom started us off tonight, and as Elder Phillips says, she's a good receiver. Pastor Mom had a fractured femur in surgery in January on it, and she was feeling some pain in that area where the fracture was, and from the prayer, from the first prayer, she said that the pain had gone away and that it feels nice. Amen. So we thank God for that.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Then Pastor Price had been experiencing some pain around the top of her head and in her mouth, and prayed for her. We prayed for her, and all of the pain is gone from the top of her head and from her mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we prayed for other things, intercession, and prayed for people during that time or tonight as well, and then pray, you know, for Pastor Don. And then we prayed for Sister Frances and her mom, Sister Bertha, and they feel, well, Sister Bertha felt a bit better. So we thank God for that. Amen. And we're looking for a full manifestation, and we just, we're praising God in advance for a full manifestation of healing. Glory to God. Amen. And then Reverend Treva was experiencing some pain. She didn't even press her number one key, but she texted me and let me know that as we were praying for others, and as she was joining in faith, praying for others, then she got healed. All of the pain left her body. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So I see Sister Beatrice pressed her number one key. We're going to open up the line for her. Praise God. Amen. Beatrice, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all
doing?
Doing
good. Good, good. Good to see you again.
Likewise.
So what can we pray for you for today?
That anxiety I get when I think about my job and what I'm going through, I want to bind that. You're going to play that song tonight for me. Look what the Lord has done, because I'm going to pretty much agree with y'all. Yeah, I'm about sick of it. It's holding me back from stuff. Trust. When you trust, you don't want to do nothing now. Helen, Pastor Helen done prayed me up out of it once. I know I can get it again. Yeah. Yeah. She
Amen.
Prayed me through it one time before, and I know I was able to do it again. So I'm going to touch with that. And my son just called for me. He's got a pain in his back. It's to the left of his back. And
who
I said
has pain in their back?
My son, my oldest son. I was saying
okay.
That's funny because I'm going to be on the killing tonight. So I want to tell him about you.
Okay. Is he there with you now, your oldest son?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, I think he's still here.
Okay. Your connection is a little strange. Something's going on with it.
Yes, I hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. We can still hear you,
yeah.
though.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
right here.
Okay, so we're going to find out what kind of pain he's having, and we can pray for him. What's his name?
His name, Marvin. He has, it's mainly on the left side, down the bottom, but sometimes it goes straight across.
Okay, so Marvin, you in pain right now?
You say you're saying right there.
I'm sorry, I was asleep.
Yeah, I told him you were asleep.
Okay.
He said it's okay as of now, but in the time to be hurt.
Oh, okay. Probably when he gets up. Okay. So the pain is in the lower back.
Yes.
And Marvin's lower back. Okay. We're going to get right on that and pray for him while he's still kind of awake. And then we'll let him go back to sleep. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
And then we'll come back to you, Sister Beatrice.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, please. All righty. Heavenly Father, we lift up Marvin to you in Jesus' name. He's got pain in the lower back, and when he wakes up and so forth. And we rebuke this pain in the lower back. We command you to cease in Jesus' name. Anything that's out of line or anything that's wrong, we command you to be healed by the power of Jesus' name. We command you to be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we order you in Jesus' name back. You become in alignment. You become normalized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we rebuke whatever's causing this in the lower back. And we command healing, healing, healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Blessed are you, Lord. Give him a wonderful night's sleep tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
And also, what I'm praying about is kind of hearing that
you
may even be.
I'm sorry, did you hear me? Amen and thanks.
Oh, okay. Does he feel any better?
He's feeling better. He said it wasn't hurting as bad right now. I think I get one of my pain pills I had gave him. Yeah, he had some on them PM or something, the PM I had. So,
okay.
He said he's touching on the ground with y'all that when he get up tomorrow, it won't be hurting.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also want to address something that stands out to me, and it's almost like a connection between what's going on in his back and what's going on your job, and that spirit of anxiety, because you say he feels a pain in his back sometimes when he's on his job, and that's right. You said that right.
No, I said when you get up, the pain be hurting. You say sometimes in the daytime it be hurting. Yeah.
And does he work in the daytime?
No, he used to work at night. Well, he used to work. They switched the shift. They switched his the shift. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So regardless of the time and where it is, we're going to pray this prayer over his back. And we might just drift on over to you with this, too.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Marvin to you right now in Jesus' name. We come against that stress that's trying to gather in his lower back. It's stress over so many different things that, and it's stress is kind of sneaky. It'll kind of come over time and then try to stay for a long time. So, Lord God, we come against that spirit of stress and everything that comes with it, trying to bring pain and debilitation to his body. You spirit of stress, get off of him now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no right, you have no authority, you have no permission on him. No matter how long you've been there, no matter how you got there, you must get off of him now. In the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, right now we come against any kind of generational anxiety, that the enemy would try to bring anxiety from generation to generation. The blood of Jesus is over that right now in Jesus' name. Because this anxiety on the job, Beatrice, this thing is not from right here and now. Yeah, there's situations. There's circumstances that's going on, but this thing, it's a generational thing that's trying to perpetuate itself through you to your child, and it probably came from earlier. If you go back and look, but we don't even need to do that. We're just going to pray the blood of Jesus over it, because the blood of Jesus knows how to go back. It has no limit. His blood has no limit. It's not limited by space or time. And or by any generation, that's a time thing. And so, we thank you, Lord God, that your blood is going right now to the source, the seed, the alpha, and the genesis of this anxiety and the fear, the trepidation, and everything that's connected, even all of the tentacles that's attached to this thing, is cut off right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus by the very blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see you. You've been caught in the act trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Every way you come, you must seven ways. Repay sevenfold in all the substance of your house in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that healeth thee. In Jesus' name, you heal emotional issues. You heal mental issues. You heal physical issues. You are the Lord, our healer, and we bless you for it right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Thank you, Lord God. What was there before is gone and cannot come back anymore in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they are sealed right now. Sister Beatrice, hallelujah, is sealed. The kingdom of God is around her, that righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost that can't nobody take away. Walking in the door at the job cannot take it away. This comes from heaven, from the Lord, and it's upon you. The kingdom of God is upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can even perceive the back right now.
Thank
all of that stress
Jesus.
Is out of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the peace all upon the lower back in the name of Jesus. It's like a operation was just done. Hallelujah. And it's healing right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing the healing. For sealing the healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Yes.
Oh, God, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. No, I've been awful work, though.
for a minute, but every time I think about it and got to do something, the stress just come upon me dealing with it, dealing with the job, just dealing with it. Good God Almighty, thank you for that prayer. Hallelujah.
We thank God. That, you know what? That's torment. That's vexation from the enemy, and he doesn't have a right. He doesn't have the authority. If you're not even going in there and you're still feeling that was the enemy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He's God. Oh, Jesus. Wonderful.
And he's off of you, never to return, and we're going to play the song. Hallelujah.
Play the song.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The Father.
Thank you, God. Thank you. That song reminds me of Helen and my mother. I'm telling you, when I first heard that song, Helen and my mother came in my mind. Yes, look what the Lord has done. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's not leaving you in that place of torment. And the enemy can't bring you back there again. You have been sealed by his Holy Spirit. Glory to God. You and your generations in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you
so much. God bless you. You're going to have a good, peaceful night's sleep, and so will your son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, Minister Linda.
Wow. Yes, how are you? I have a great testimony to give you.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, our Stephanie, we've been praying for Caden's eyes, and Caden's eye is not only almost, I guess it's completely better, you know, that had to be removed and everything. It started to come back, but now the Lord has just touched it, and he doesn't have that growth starting to come back again. But the big news is that the doctor said that his vision was getting worse and worse. They tested him. His vision was better.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Reversal. Glory to God.
Woo! Isn't that something? Praise
Jesus.
Yes,
it is. Yes, it is.
Praise
Hallelujah. You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So those who don't know about this, because Caden, tell a little bit about it. Caden is your grandson, and about how old is he, and he has a sky on his eye?
He's 8 years old.
Okay.
And he had a sty in his eye, and it really grew. It was like really, really big. And it was terrible. It was just awful. He had to have it surgically removed, and then it looked like it was starting to come back. And we've been praying, and it didn't come back. And then we've been praying for his vision. And his vision, that's not something that's supposed to happen in the natural. His vision is much better. It wasn't worse. It was better.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. And we have joined our faith together. I know many are praying for Caden, but we had an opportunity to join our faith with them and pray as well.
Yes.
Song again.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Yeah, that's really such a blessing, this sweet young boy having to go through that. And we pray over, you know, even over the trauma that he went through with that, you know, the things that, how he felt, things that people said or even asking about it and all that. We thank you, Lord God, that every bit of trauma is rolled away from him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Only to be replaced by peace and joy and love in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that he's covered even now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And his mom. Hallelujah.
And his family.
That went through as he was going through. We thank you for it, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking all that trauma away and as if it never happened. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That's a good testimony. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, you're so welcome. And then the Lord also brought Nia through her surgery just perfectly. I mean, she had her tonsils out, and we were really concerned. She had her adenoids out, her tonsils out, and tubes put her in her ears. And we were really concerned about that. Because, you know, when she first came out of it, of course, you know, she was disoriented, and it was, you know, scary for her. But, you know, the same day we were on our way home, and, you know, the doctor said, well, let her have, try to get soft stuff, but let her have what she wants. And it was so funny. We went through Taco Bell to get her a slushie, and she said, I want a taco.
Wow.
And I am telling you, she healed up from that surgery so fast. God was just so good. It was just incredible.
Yes. It was very incredible.
And he's just he's been touching my one daughter, Stevie. She was very sick, and I'm just seeing God just heal her and heal her. I'm seeing him touch her. And I just, you know, I praise his name that we can call on him. We can call on him anytime. Anybody that we want to pray for, people that we love, people that we know that's hurting, he's the answer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You got good testimony over there. He is the answer.
He is. He's so good.
Amen.
So wonderful. Such a healer, such a lover of our soul. And I can't imagine life without him.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jesus. How terrible it must be for people who don't have him to call upon.
Yeah. That's a very good test. Amen.
And the biggest thing I think of tonight with anybody out there is, whenever they're losing a loved one or they've lost a loved one, we have that we know that we're going to see them again. It's just so long. It's not goodbye. I mean, we have treasures that without Jesus you can't have. I mean, to a lot of people, when they lose a loved one, it's just the end. But it's never the end for us.
as we know that those of us that are children of God, we have eternity, and we have eternity with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but also with each other, and that's just wonderful.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, hallelujah. So, you know, it's important for us to know that we know that we are saved, that we are born again. Hallelujah. And so we want to stop right here and give an opportunity for people to receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. And, you know, as Minister Linda was saying, she can't even imagine living without the Lord. You know, I couldn't either. I wouldn't even want to think about it for one moment because of, you know, he's my life. I was going to say a part of my life, but he is my life. And that's what he wants to be for us. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. And so if you're not sure, absolutely sure, without a shadow of a doubt, sure, that you are born again, that you are saved, hallelujah, that you are a child of God, if you don't know for absolute sure, or if your testimony is, well, my mother, I know my mother saved. I know my grandfather saved. All need our own testimony. We all need to receive Jesus individually ourselves. And so this is the perfect time for you to receive Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He loves us so much that he's the eternal God. He's the everlasting God. And he wants us to live with him throughout eternity. And how do we do that? Is that we receive him as our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he makes it very clear in Romans 10:9. And so we want to pray a prayer together, because confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that what the Bible says is true. And I'm from Missouri. I live in Missouri, and Missouri is the show me state. And that's kind of like show me first and then I'll believe. But in the kingdom of God, it's not that at all. But it's like you believe, choose to believe, and then the Lord will reveal himself and show you. Hallelujah. So pray this prayer with me. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and that God raised you from the dead. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, whether you're listening right now and praying it, you just prayed it, or whether you pray that prayer in the year 2055, and you're listening to this broadcast in the archives, if you prayed that prayer just then, you are saved, you are born again, you are a child of God, right here and right now. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray over you. We pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even pray in your prayer language. Hallelujah. You have a special prayer language between you and God. Amen. And he wants to give you that prayer language. Glory, hallelujah. And also power to read the word of God and to understand it every time you read, because he'll be right there with you, dwelling with you, living on the inside of you. Amen, 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 hallelujah. And we also want to invite you to learn and to grow. You can do that by going to a Bible-believing church that's right in your very own neighborhood or close to where you live. You can also learn and grow with us at the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord has together these broadcasts to help us all learn and grow together. And you can call in from anywhere in the world, hallelujah, and be a part of this broadcast. Our phone number is 516-418-5699. We also online. And so you can come on, you can go online and listen to us live as well. Now, on Sunday is our Sunday service. We have a church, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is the senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So every Sunday, 12 noon Central, Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is going to be speaking on this Sunday. And we always enjoy when she brings the word that she has hidden in her heart all these years. Amen. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the word of God and teaches us how to dig into the word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday is our prayer time. Hallelujah. We pray in tongues, yes, with interpretation. So we pray in tongues. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues for about 15 minutes each, and then we go into interpretation. It has been awesome. So join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Midst Get 'em Radio. Now, this Thursday, we're going to have a night of worship. Hallelujah. Then that's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this is a night of worship and releasing the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've had a couple with us for February. We felt that their assignment was not completed, so that they're here with us in March as well. And that's Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. Well, Reverend Kim Osborne is a worshiper, a psalmist, and she's a musician. She plays the piano as well. So she's going to be singing and playing the piano. And just and also prophetic worship is just beautiful. So come and meet us here on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to lay out before the Lord and just go into a wonderful, wonderful worship in his presence. Amen. This Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. So that's our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. We're going to bring back Elder Phillip and Minister Linda to give us closing remarks and closing prayer.
Okay. Little Linda, you got anything? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just blessed that I got to be part of it tonight. I didn't get to be part of the whole thing, but I was glad that I got to be part of it. And do you know that the part that I wasn't there, that I did pray for people. So I just praise God for this ministry and for the blessing of being able to be part of it.
Amen. I think that was very well said. Yes.
Yes.
We thank God for this ministry and the privilege and opportunity to be part of it. And I often say, I also appreciate, you know, Apostle Kizzy's ability to multitask, not only spiritually but physically at the same time. She's one of the very few people who can be typing notes and at the same time listening to what the Spirit of God is saying about a person's life. Now, how she does that, I don't know, but we're glad that she does it. And that the Lord manifest himself through her. And just we're glad to be a part of it. And tonight, especially, I thank God for every single touch, because there were a bunch of them. And I thank you, Jesus, for every single touch that you did tonight. Praise the Lord. So.
Amen.
Linda, you want to close us out with prayer?
Did you ask me to close us out?
Sure. Close us out in prayer.
Sorry.
Sure.
I felt like I didn't hear anything for a minute. I'm sorry. Sure.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. I thank you for the healings tonight. I thank you for Sister Barbara. I thank you for her, Lord. I thank you. She's such a blessing, Jesus. I thank you for my husband. You've touched him to where he could touch so many lives this evening. I just pray an extra blessing upon everyone that was healed and touched tonight, and I pray that they will keep their healing. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. And I, as we go, we just thank the Lord for you, Hawkeyes. Amen. Elder Phillip, Minister Linda, and I know you guys are in different states right now.
Yeah.
And we are. Still came on. You still showed up. And so we just thank God for both of you and how God uses you and the faithfulness that he's placed on the inside of you. We really appreciate that. Amen. And that, and we're
thank
right.
God.
We're all in different states right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, we are.
And we can still flow in the Spirit. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. We thank the Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Yes, praise you, Jesus.
All right, so you all have a blessed rest of the night. Love you all. And we're going to close with, look what the Lord has done. He's done great and awesome things. Some we don't even know quite yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Some we don't know yet, but we're going to praise him in advance. Have a blessed night,
Amen.
Everyone. Love you all.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.